Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, did you know that PodSwag is your one-stop shop for merch from all your favorite podcasts? Rep the shows you love with items like shirts, pins, hoodies, decals, mugs, posters, accessories, and more. We have some of those things for off-book. New styles are constantly being updated for you to add to your collection. It's also a great place to shop for gifts for your podcast-loving friends. And if you're interested in having input into what kind of merch we off-book make, check out our Facebook group. There's a poll going there right now, I believe. So go to podswag.com/offbook to shop our collection today. That's podswag.com/offbook.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got guest pianist Sam Janitis on the keys. Yeah.
We got Dana Wicks on the sticks, producer Dana. We got Karate Bird. We got male person Stacy.
We got engineer Ryan doing more than trying.
That's right.
Making it happen.
He's succeeding.
Brett's on tour with his band.
What a cool guy.
What a cool guy.
In case someone, you had any doubts.
Someone on the Twitter suggested that our handle for Brett, and maybe someone else said this and I didn't hear it, would be Brett on the frets, which is very good.
Oh, that's
player.
Very good. But he hasn't played guitar. He's got to play more. We keep saying that to him. I feel like he's the friend who you're like, no, seriously, come to my birthday. Yeah, and they're like, no, we're not that close. And I'm like, no, seriously, come to my birthday.
He doesn't believe that we really want him to play guitar all the time.
And we shouldn't.
He will.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, play, man.
Is he going to edit this? Who knows? Hey, Brett. Hey, play,
hey,
man.
Hey, Brett, play. We want you to play. Come to my birthday party.
But it's not just us in the room.
No, it's not those people. We have an amazing guest.
Who we've actually had before, but never given the proper spotlight to.
No, never a solo studio slot.
No.
That he really deserves and that, frankly, I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
That it took us this long. You know him from Everything That's Good.
How did this get made? The Leaked, Unspooled, all the
Black for today. Please welcome Paul Scheer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, frightened to be here with too much of a solo spotlight. But I will tell you this. I enjoyed that story of you trying to convince someone to come to your birthday party. Is that a real thing that you've had to do in your life?
I just feel like I know that attitude of like, if you're throwing a slightly bigger party
right.
and you're bringing like, you want to like do the friendship move
sure.
of, hey, can I bump us up?
Right.
My husband and I talk about this a lot of like, it felt like a friendship move, so I went for it. Or like, hey, inviting this person feels like
right.
a friendship move, and I kind of want to bump them up. But I feel like sometimes people, I think, maybe perceive that as cursory.
I think with really, really nice people, people who, like you, are famously nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I think sometimes you do the double check of like, is this person being nice to me, or does this person also actually want me like around more?
Well, don't we all just do the thing where you like when you have your friends, your close friends, you're like, okay, I'm definitely going to be there for these things,
yes.
right? But then you have that other group of friends where you're like, I like these people, they're great, we have a nice relationship, but if it comes down to a party and I'm a little bit tired, there's gonna be enough people there because you have to judge it. You'd be like, enough people will be there, right? So I don't need to be there this.
So you immediately put yourself in the other person's shoes of like, hey, I know what it's like to not go to a birthday party.
Well, I'm like, I want to make sure that person has enough people at that party. Yes. Like, so they don't feel
that's very sweet.
That people
don't show up.
But can I also say, so I would argue that like my very, very closest friends, the thing that we do more than any of my other friends is bail on each other.
Right.
Like that's like the mark of like, hey man, can I be honest with you? I'm not feeling it tonight.
Oh my gosh.
We have plans, but I am out.
Oh, like, plans? I'm talking about birthday party.
Yeah, plans are a whole different thing. But birthday parties, you can kind of tell.
If my close friend bailed on my birthday party.
They have. They for sure have.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yes, not you.
Yeah,
well,
you were driving back from Santa Barbara. It was okay. You didn't bail. You were like, I'm going to have been on the road. I'm with my family. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
For sure. That was a story that I've forgotten about. I was talking about people bailing on my birthday party.
Remembering it. Birthday party is really coming into play here.
You threw two birthday parties and I went to one.
I don't remember.
Oh my
God. Wow.
Sorry.
I will say this, that where I'm in the stage right now in my life where a lot of birthday parties are being replaced with birthday dinners.
Sure.
And that's something that you can't miss. A birthday dinner you can't miss. That feels like a party. It's like show up whenever, come by, never say goodbye so they don't know how long you stayed.
Right.
Yes.
That kind of a move.
Because they know you're gonna eat dinner.
By the way, you never need to say goodbye at a party. Like that's something I'm a big believer in. I want to make sure that your listeners know. You come in, you say hello. Eventually, you don't have to beeline it the minute you get there.
Agreed.
I love this.
Get a drink, get comfortable, find a moment, boom, hello.
Can I tell you, I very agree with this.
I
just threw a party this weekend and it was like a food intensive party. Mm-hmm. So I'm not turning that brain off for like the whole first hour and a half.
Yeah.
So when someone comes up to me and they're like, so what's new? I'm like, I'm getting the sausage rolls out. I can't talk to you.
What's new is all of the corned beef.
Yeah, I was like, the 7 crock pots in my second bedroom. Like, I can't talk to you.
Your obligation at a party is to at one point interact with the host.
Yes.
You don't have to bookend it. And the host knows that you're there. They're going to clock you because you're doing sausage rolls and you go, oh, there is, you know, so-and-so. There's bread on the fret, you know, and then you're like, you know, and then, but like, you're going to see it. Like, that's all you need to do. And then at the end of the day, the next day, people go, oh, you didn't see so-and-so. Oh, they were there, blah, 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 blah. And it's great. It's all good.
I agree. What birthday party story were you talking about?
I was talking about an other friend who's very close to me who has bailed on my birthday party.
Great. Because you were like, a friend has done that. And I was to me?
To me. I mean, probably to you too. But that was not what I was talking about.
I threw a birthday party, like a bigger birthday party. And it just happened that like a lot of my closest friends happened to be out of town. Like literally 4 of them. And that's like the weird thing. It was a great birthday party. A lot of fun people were there. But like my 4 like closest friends were all out of town.
So you had like you had an acquaintance party.
I had much more of an acquaintance party. It was an interesting one. And I couldn't switch it around. It wasn't like that. So I thought that was an interesting way to go.
We go now to an acquaintance party.
I'm sorry, just get by you.
Oh, no, of course.
Yeah, thanks.
Of course. How do you know Brad?
Brad, actually, my wife works with him, so yeah, I don't know. She said we had to go.
Oh, you know his wife. You know, your wife knows.
Yeah.
You don't know. Okay.
I saw him. He seemed like a nice guy.
I actually don't either.
Hey,
no.
I'm so sorry. Do you guys know where the opener is? I'm trying to get this beer open.
I actually don't. Over here looking for it.
You know, here, give it to me. It's stupid. I did this in college. Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Wow.
How do you guys know?
We don't know each other yet.
We're just strangers and we're figuring it out.
Slowly, you know? How about you?
We don't know each other yet.
Yet.
But we're just figuring it out.
But I am pleased to make your acquaintance. Maybe you'll be more than an acquaintance. I'm pleased to make your acquaintance today.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
Maybe you'll be more than an acquaintance.
I walked back here and I didn't see anyone I know in the clear. And I thought, is it too late for me to turn back, or should I wait another 20 minutes in my car?
I for sure came in and clocked the room and noticed I didn't know a single person in here, and honestly just thought of leaving and thought, screw it, how bad can this be? And now I'm
pleased to make your acquaintance. Maybe you'll be more than an acquaintance. Pleased to make your acquaintance today.
I was walking around with my phone in my hand, pretending I got an important text, but there was nothing on it at all. I just kept on looking around, hoping that no one would look at me again.
No one's ever had an important text. All things that aren't text are less important than phone calls.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. Maybe you'll be more than an acquaintance. Pleased to make your acquaintance today.
Danger, because chit-chatting with an acquaintance so much better than talking to a stranger.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. Maybe we'll be more than an acquaintance. Pleased to make your acquaintance
so nice to just kind of know somebody.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is a true foothold for me.
Yeah.
My name's Peter.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hi. I'm Christine.
Hi, Christine.
And I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Okay. Christine.
Bob.
Peter.
Christine. Bob.
Oh, sorry, do you do like a mnemonic device? Do you ever do that kind
I
of
do.
A thing?
Yeah. I do. Right now I'm going Christine. Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What made you go there?
I just go by kind of sound. Christine. But Krispy Kreme.
But aren't you supposed to be like something about her reminds you of that? Like,
yeah, do I remind you of a glazed donut?
Not even a little. I mean, I don't know you that well, but no, it's purely by sound. Christine. Krispy Kreme. Because I know the location of every Krispy Kreme donuts within the tri-state area. So wow. I'll look at you, I'll think of like, oh, I know where those Krispy Kreme donuts are. Krispy Kreme.
Right.
Christine.
Hmm.
Okay, because I would say like, you know, for me, my Adam's apple is 4 times larger than most people's Adam's apple. You would say Bob, because bobbing for apples, I'm Bob.
I was going to say.
That's my Adam's apple. Yeah.
So, Bob.
Frog.
Frog Bob. Because the sort of like air sack.
I mean, that
makes a lot more sense than Krispy Kreme.
Christine. No. Krispy Kreme.
But now I actually remember your name. Yeah, yeah. So it actually works. You know, I do feel like that actually is a good mnemonic.
Have you had a Krispy Kreme donut?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Oh my gosh. There's one 2.4 miles from here.
Wow. Wait,
you did actually memorize the mileage? Like if they brought you to a different place, would you know the exact mileage?
And from a movable point? Because this isn't your home.
No, but I know where we are. So like,
wow.
In this scenario where you move me somewhere else, do I know the distance from where that we've moved?
Well, like, yes. I mean, I wouldn't be blindfolding you putting you in the back of a car.
Okay,
like,
okay, okay. I don't know. I don't know too much about you, Bob. Like maybe.
All right, yeah. No, I'm not going to be blindfolded. I mean, any of the.
Bob.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say Peter teeters on the point of being a little ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? I really like that Krispy Kreme. I'm sorry, Christine. I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Apple.
Now I feel like I'm only going to think about you as a cheater.
Hey, you know what, though? I've always kind of wanted to do this.
Okay.
It's something you can only really do with new friends, because if you do it with old friends, it doesn't work anymore. What if we just refer to each other by code names? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Whoa.
A code name friendship.
Right?
Like from the jump, we're just code names?
Yeah. So we went from strangers to best friends?
To best friends who also need to be able to refer to each other in public while remaining anonymous.
Whoa.
Like,
always wanted a code name. I always wanted to be a secret man.
Secret man.
With a name that no one can decipher.
Secret man.
Who am I? Who are you? And I'm on a mission.
The mission.
And only I will talk to you if you know my name. My code name, that is, which is Frog.
Secret man! Code name Frog!
That's right!
He's a secret man! Code name Frog!
Having a code name, now that you mention it, I've always wanted to be a man who was somewhat clandestine. And I don't know what my secret name will be, but maybe it'll be Teeter, 'cause I'm on the edge of insanity. I'll be a
secret man, codename Teeter. Secret man, codename Teeter.
And all of the people will never know that my name is really Peter.
Darkness in places full of mist. Here comes me and my two best friends. Get a load of this.
Get a load of this.
We're in the shadows. We're in places that you'll never know. How do we do this with code names? So I'm
Secret.
We're gonna need a name for the team to operate as a whole. We could use those alpha numerics like, you know, Romeo or Delta or whatever, but there's gotta be something that defines what this group is about. I know what it is, definitely, no doubt, we are the
Acquaintances!
Secret crew!
Yeah!
Acquaintances!
Colon! Secret group!
That's what we are! And now we all know the scoop! We are
acquaintances!
Teeter!
Go! Frog!
Krispy Kreme! In the future, we're on a submarine as it breaks the water.
Krispy Kreme, what's on that radar?
It looks like just another kind of like a sad tugboat.
It's not a sad tugboat. Look at it. Look, it's moving at us at a speed that we don't even know.
Oh,
it's much faster than a tugboat.
It feels kind of sad, don't you think?
Listen, I know that in our line of work, we've sank so many tugboats at this point that they all feel sad to us.
We've killed so many fishermen.
Oh, you know what? Maybe like less of a sad tugboat, more of like a pensive cuckoo clock.
Maybe, you know what? Here, hold on. Let me check this switcher. Bing! Bing!
Oh,
bing.
I forgot this has sound bing. Settings on it.
Oh, bing. My gosh. I'm sorry, guys. Bing.
Hold on. I'll try to shake it.
Oh, so it's like a heralding trumpet.
Let's try it one more time. Oh, that's good. I like that one.
I'm going to put it on mute for just a second. Listen.
Yes.
I know we've all had a lot of fun with all the customization options in this submarine.
Well, you know, we have to get out you know, we do hard work.
I mean, we're underwater. We need to entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't get TV down here. I'm a DirecTV head. I love getting DirecTV, and I don't get anything down
I'm
here.
I'm starting to get nervous that this international criminal isn't actually on one of these tugboats. I know that Mission Control told us that it was.
Teeter, you think that they would send the acquaintances out on a fool's errand?
I don't know.
We're the goddamn acquaintances.
I don't know, Krispy
Kreme. For 10 years, we have taken down the most influential world leaders.
Damn it, Frog. You think I don't know that? But
we have poisoned babies that we've got intel from the future that we're going to grow up to be awful world leaders. We know our shit.
There's not a goddamn doubt in my mind that we're making the world a better place. I'm just wondering. A mission has never taken us this long.
I'm so sorry, guys. Really quick. Does anyone know where the opener is?
I learned this trick in college.
I don't, actually. I don't.
Ow.
With your teeth.
Frog.
It makes me nervous every time.
Sorry, I got it. Oh, that really, I felt like I got it. Okay.
And every time, we know you learned it in college, Frog.
Thank you. By the way, you should not be drinking when we're working.
I got to take the edge off somehow.
Well, let me turn on the speaker for one more second.
Oh, went back to the original.
Let me try this one. My wife.
Wait, is that part of the Borat?
My wife.
That's part of the Borat pack.
My wife.
We actually have a couple of these. Here you go. The next one.
Yep.
Yakishimash.
And I have to mute it. I actually do.
But the Wawa Wee Wah one's my favorite.
Oh, well, is one. That one next? I'm sorry. Okay, I'll unmute it.
Yeah. Wawa Wee Wah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Well, you're right. Whatever this figure is, it's moving insanely fast across the board.
Listen, this
it's
is
going in and out of radar.
Do you think that we fire on it? Do we take that shot? Do we kill someone without knowing whether or not they're guilty?
Yes. Preemptive strike. That's what we like. Because we're shoot first. Ask questions later.
Shoot first.
Preemptive strike. What could be more right? Send him to the bottom of the equator. I don't know how the equator works.
It works like that. A line that cuts the earth in half. And now you wanna do an attack.
First!
But we are a team. There is no one who leads. And I think I have to pull you from the edge. I don't want
to make our decision tonight. If we kill another fisherman, it will be alright.
I'm just so very worried. You're pulling at the strings of my heart. Disruption in the acquaintances. Is it the thing that's gonna pull us apart? Should we do a preemptive strike?
Remember how this ends. We started as acquaintances, but now we're secret codename friends. Maybe the same could be with these people. Maybe that's how we should lend them an olive branch.
Olive branch. Give them a little olive branch. Maybe they can become our friends. Maybe they aren't our enemies and they can help us.
You're saying we should check to see if they're
very nice.
If they're
very nice,
maybe they're
coming in that other opposing sub. Will the acquaintances carry out their mission? What's happened to them these last 10 long years?
Find out when we return to the second half of My Acquaintance the Musical.
Very nice.
Finding the perfect vacation home is hard. You start off looking for a beach house big enough for six and wind up watching videos of surfing dogs. We've all been there. Vrbo does the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay for your getaway every time. Download the Vrbo app, search V-R-B-O, and you'll discover everything from condos and cabins to villas and castles. You know how we feel about castles on this podcast. You gotta get in one. Whatever your budget and whatever you want from the home, maybe it's a massive private pool or a castle or a place that's kid-friendly, or a castle, Vrbo's got you covered. The Vrbo app is easy and convenient. It's got great ratings in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and you can use it to browse and book vacation homes from just about anywhere. It's also useful when you're on vacation because you can send instant messages to the homeowner directly from the app. Download the Vrbo app today to find it quickly. Search VRBO and put an end to frustrating vacation searches and the dog videos. Unless you want dog videos, do both. Let Vrbo find the home that matches you or castle.
Welcome. When we last left our heroes.
When we last welcome back. When we last left our heroes.
Hi, welcome,
welcome
back.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome back.
Are you seated? Does anyone need a drink?
Is everyone in?
Hi,
is
everybody.
Everyone back?
Welcome to Off Book Podcast. Oh shit, that's right.
That's good.
Oh, wait, that. Okay, the middle. Okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
No, we should do that again. Welcome back to Off Book Podcast.
When we last left our heroes, they were attempting to figure out if they should fire on an unknown bleep on their radar. What will happen now? Find out when we return to My Acquaintance. Very nice.
Well, everyone, just let me say, it's such a pleasure to be on this tugboat with you. Just fishing and going fast.
I don't trust him.
No, I think he's sweet. He's a very sweet captain. Let's hear him out.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's okay. I love that. Hey, listen. We should always seafaring men. You gotta keep your guard up. That's what we've been taught. We're hard men of the sea.
Very hard men.
When this new captain came in and said, "What if a tugboat went fast?" I think you're right to have put your guard up.
I don't trust the idea that we should go this deep into water out here. We should be back by the shore to get our mussels and clams. That's our bread and butter.
Oh, I understand that, but you know what they say. The deeper the water, where's my daughter? Where'd she go?
Well, no, that's a terrible thing, because that means that your daughter's drowned. Well,
you dropped her? You lost her? And are we on a rescue mission for a daughter?
No, I just sort of wanted to... I'm sorry.
Because Sam and I said, you know what? We're tired of captaining this coat. You came up to the pier, you said, can I captain it? We said... All right.
We allowed you to captain us because, you know, you seem like you got the hat, and you dressed real nice.
And we lost our hats ages ago.
Oh, you know that. Well, that
the wind.
That happens.
The wind.
That happens when you're going too fast sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to bobby pin it in.
Like, I see. Yeah,
he's got a pin.
You know what? I will tell you what. Thank you so much for letting me captain this ship, because when I was on GimmeYourBoat.com, no one was sort of responding to that particular social
and
media
listen,
site.
Until recently, I thought, well, this was a fun way to spend a day. But now that you're saying old seafaring things like deeper the water, where's my daughter? I've never heard that.
I've never heard it ever.
No. Yeah, deeper the water, where's my daughter? Closer to land, show me your hands.
No.
That seems more like these are criminal things. Show me your hands. Your daughter's murdered. Did you murder your daughter? Are you trying to escape your jurisdiction?
I gotta say, I am sorry for squelching your instincts.
I know.
Trust this man.
Trust him.
These are just all seafaring things.
I was like, whispering it in the beginning. Now I'm saying it out loud. No. I don't trust
you. And now we're gonna pick up these spears, and we're gonna kind of corner you just in case. Just in case, because this is starting to get a little creepy.
I understand you're nervous. All I want to do is make this tugboat go fast and drop this big old sack into the middle of the ocean.
Does his mustache
and then go back to the
weird?
Shore?
Does
go
his mustache look weird to
and
you?
And also, sack, we drop nets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
No, that's what I meant. I meant a
no.
One of those.
No, you have a sack right there.
Oh no, it's a net. It's a net. It's a no holes net.
It looks like a neoprene orange bag of some kind.
Yeah, it's Here's a neoprene orange net.
Here's what I know. Well, there's a Red sky in the morning, sailor take warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight.
You're too close to the shore. Get on the floor.
No! No!
That's not right.
When things are looking clear, you gotta take your gun that really is a spear. And you gotta tuck back your boat. We're gonna tuck back our boat. Because I know that I shouldn't trust you, just like I know that wood floats. So I'm gonna tuck back my boat.
Because we don't trust you. No, we don't. We've been on the water since we could float.
Sure.
And you, my friend, if we put you in, you'd sink right down to the bottom. Because something about you just doesn't float.
Now listen to me.
Okay.
I've been a sailor. I've always been a sailing guy.
Okay, I doubt it.
That's why I've got this mustache that doesn't inch up closer to my eyes. When the glue starts to melt, it's a normal mustache.
No,
and it's
no, it
a normal
isn't.
Hat as well.
Okay.
It doesn't flip off in the wind, and it's not from eBay, you can tell.
As you say this stuff, I start to look a little bit harder at you, and I realize you don't look like a normal person at all. You look like a McDonald's fry guy. It's like a big old costume.
No, no, I'm not a McDonald's fry guy.
That you're in.
No, I'm a man who loves to see.
Let me touch your face and see if I can peel back that mustache.
Oh, we gotta tuck back your butt.
Jig is up then.
Oh, you're right, Sam.
Rip off the mustache and a throwaway.
He is a McDonald's fry guy.
I am Monsieur Fry Guy.
Monsieur Fry Guy?
Back away from me.
Oh.
I have two guns.
Oh, no.
I think that means three.
It means three.
Oh,
One in my each hand and one in my mouth that I can keep there while talking because I've been smoking from such a young age.
Look, we're just regular old fishermen. All we like to do is get mussels and clams. We don't want to get messed up in some
international fast food business.
It's not much dispose of this Burger King in the middle of the ocean, and you two are not going to stop me.
I say, please, I'll give you any money. My kingdom, if you just let me take this man back to my kingdom.
Your kingdom is a kingdom of ruin, Monsieur Burger King.
Well, I knocked one of his guns out. I knocked the other gun, but that...
But I have a third in my mouth.
Oh, that mouth gun's really hard to get.
I'll flip it around.
Okay, hold on there now, Burger King. Hold on there, evil man. Okay, everyone, calm down. Just calm down. I don't want to get shot. I have to get back. I have a very important I'm taking my GEDs tonight.
Hey,
oh, I want to get off the boat.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like it's about time.
Better yourself through education is such a wonderful
thing. And I also have to get back because I've been invited to a birthday party and I don't know how big the invite list is.
Oh,
I don't
like go. A close friends party?
It's like a real midpoint friend, but I feel like if I, like, they're more.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, the king. Oh, the king.
Now, I doth say that whenever you get a birthday party invite, the correct answer is to say yes. Because, as a king, you must do kingly things. Once I was a king of a place of burgers. Then I became a king of a place of burgers. Then I became a king, and I said, let's let in the buns, and then the fun began. Burger King, Burger King, that's who I am. I make, yes, Burger King I am.
Burger King, Burger King, that's who he is.
Burger King, Burger King, that's who he is.
Tell us more of your exploits, Burger King.
Bring me the pickles, bring me the relish, bring me the mayo, bring me the onions. That's a party, that's why people love me. I make everybody come together.
Burger King, Burger King, that's who he is.
Burger King, Burger King, that's who
I am.
Burger King, Burger King,
that's who I am. Burger King, Burger King, that's who I am.
No, stop this, everyone, stop!
But I was going to tell you the best part.
Oh, okay, one more thing and then I'm going to stop everyone at gunpoint.
When you put everything together in a burger, it comes and tastes so grand.
So grand.
But when you look at the burger, they're just all strangers in this foreign land called a bun.
Foreign land.
So why? Yes, I'm a Burger King, but I'm really a king of friendship. And this man is trying to take that away.
Saying he's a friendship king, a friendship king, that's who he is. A friendship king, a friendship king, that's who he is.
Okay, now stop, now stop. I let you do that thing, I did not like it very much. It does not matter, you are about to be the king of the bottom of the Mariana Trench, because I'm going to put you in this big orange net. What is coming up from the bottom of the ocean right here?
My wife! My wife!
No. The acquaintances! International super spies!
Yes! It is us, the acquaintances. It's me, Krispy Kreme!
And me, Teeter!
And Ribbit! Me, Frog!
Looks like you're on the edge of disaster, Monsieur Fry Guy.
Yes, look at them! These are the acquaintances! They were like me once, just a bunch of burgers in a burger land, but now they are friends, like the delicious, delicious burgers at Burger King.
Oh my gosh, Burger King, it is an honor that you know our story.
I do, I've read about it a lot.
Oh my gosh.
On Reddit.
Are you guys freaking out right now?
I'm
the Burger
freaking
King
out a little
knows
bit.
Our story.
Also, I've always kind of wondered, like, who was sending us on missions, you know?
Oh yeah, it was always like a faceless entity.
It is me.
Gasp!
I must reveal myself! You see, Burger King is just a disguise, as they've all figured out here on this boat. I am a friendship king, and every mission that you've gone on is to create more friendships.
You're right.
Oh, no.
Every assassination that we performed led to greater friendship. What do you mean?
Did it?
Yes, Teeter.
When you killed all those people,
uh-huh,
you took out an obstacle. Maybe it was an irritating friend in a friend group, or maybe it was someone who always showed up late or who didn't respond on a text chain.
Oh, man, I thought they were like despots and war criminals. Now I am getting worried.
I'm on the other side now.
I'm convinced.
Teeter, you've always been a wild card.
Ribbit, I like this guy.
It doesn't matter. None of you are getting off of this tugboat or this submarine.
I would like to get off the tugboat because I do have to take that GED class.
And I have to get to a birthday party. I don't know how attended it'll be.
Okay, hold on a second. You two can get off the tugboat, but no one else can get off of the tugboat.
And technically, we're on the submarine still. We're just standing on it.
Yeah, so...
Okay, well, you can't get on the tugboat. You two can't get off the tugboat. You three cannot get off the tugboat. I'm going to put this friendship king in the neoprene sack and drop him to the water where we sink so fast. A friendship king when you sink. He will have the seawater to drink.
Who will get on
friendship king is much like a fiddler on the submarine. Teeter totter, he cannot get off because he drinks the water and then cough, cough, cough. And he will drown, and no, there's nothing that you can do. Hell, I have guns, which is French for three. One is in my mouth.
Who will get on? Who will get off? Who will get on?
Nothing he can do, much like the smell lines in Pepe Le Pew. I'll waft through the air, float, float, float. Oh no, you tricked me on this tugboat.
Hold the net, pull it tight. We got a Frenchman, we're gonna fry him up tonight. This precious ride, yes he's done. We got this French frog, and now we've won.
Who will get on? Who will get off? Who will get on? Who will get off? Who will get on?
Acquaintances, you saved me.
Wait, someone else in the water? What could that be?
What? No, pay no mind to that.
Are you sure?
Pay no mind to it.
So that bubbling, gurgling coming from the sea?
Yes, pay no mind.
I trust this guy and the voice he's making because it feels erratic, like me.
Teeter.
I think he's on the brink
Teeter.
Of being our best friend.
Teeter.
Let's get back on the sub and get
Teeter,
out of here.
Good idea, Teeter.
Teeter, ribbit, frog. Ribbit. Teeter, frog, listen.
What's
you
up,
guys
Krispy
have become
Kreme?
My best friends. And I know that we've always been just a trio of equal leadership. 33.333 repeating.
Exactly.
But I feel like...
Makes cutting bills hard, but makes friendship so easy.
Maybe it's time for that to end. We can't just ignore that there's a gurgle, gurgle, gurgle coming from the sea. And what if we had just struck down this tugboat? We would have killed a king and two fishermen. It's time for Krispy Kreme.
And I just want to interrupt. I do have the GED thing, so...
Exactly. He wouldn't have ever taken his GED, and I wouldn't have gotten to this party. The problem with a BCC invite list is I don't know the scale of the party.
And then if I get an evite, it's like, then I have to check in. If I do get an evite, that's annoying,
And then I get emails from evite that aren't about the invite.
Oh, all of a sudden I'm like, how was the party? Write a review. It's Yelp now? I don't know.
Look what would have happened.
What are you saying, Krispy Kreme?
I'm not saying that much needs to change, just maybe one big thing needs to change.
Oh.
It's time for me to step in front of you, and it's time for me to do the thing that I was truly born to do.
Thinking I'm a frog, but maybe I have more to do than just hop around on this job. Maybe I've been using you to stop my life from living. Maybe I'm not a frog
anymore. Maybe I should be Robert / Bob.
Time for Robert to follow.
Time for Robert to follow.
It might seem like it's hard to swallow. And as for me, I've been teetering. Do I lead or do I follow? I guess there can only be one leader. If there were two, who would we follow? We would not know. And so I guess it's time for Peter to follow as well. As long as we take this Burger King with us, he's a good guy, I can definitely tell.
Christine, if you leave, I won't have my trio of friendship assassins anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry, King. Did you think I said leave?
Yes.
No, I said lead with a hard D.
Oh, that, well, you know what? Great. Bob, Peter, what are you leading? Are you following? Are you going to follow? You're going to follow. Oh,
they're following my lead.
Got it. Woof. I'm over here freaking out. I'm like, I put this whole thing together now.
But no, I understand. You're on a tugboat. We're standing on a submarine.
I was, you know,
they could hear me, but it was hard for you. To me,
honestly, I'll be honest with you. I've been having a little trouble on my left ear. It's allergy season. And, like, I don't know if it's a fluid thing or whatever, but I should see a doctor. Who has time?
Don't trust anything that he says.
Shut up! Shut your mouth!
I'll tell you one thing. I don't trust either of you fully.
I do. But we don't follow what I think anymore because Christine's the leader.
I mean, I listened to your counsel, but in this moment, the first thing I'm going to do is address this gurgling from under the water. Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm a daughter, and I've just been, like, so stuck down here.
See, I told you! I told you it was a real thing!
It's like that old phrase come true. In all my years of fishing for mussels and clams, I never saw a real-life daughter.
Yeah, I'm just, like, a daughter who had been stuck in the water, and, well, like, the thing is, I was born of the Burger King, but adopted by this French fry. And then when they started arguing, I had to say goodbye. So I went to the place where I knew I could always be safe on my own. Even if it meant living at the bottom of the water all alone. And I'm the daughter of the water daughter. I'm the daughter of the water daughter. I'm the daughter of the water daughter. And everyone here is lying. I'm the daughter of the water daughter. I'm the daughter of the water daughter. And the daughter of the water daughter. And get to the truth, we'll be trying. But thank you, I've been like just eating a bunch of kelp and stuff. But like, here's what you gotta know.
Yes.
Burger King and French fry, they're like immortal. And this is like an age-old
sure.
back and forth.
Well, because here's the thing. French fries, they all stick together. It's only one thing. It's a French fry. Yeah. Burger King, we've pushed together a whole bunch of different flavors
right.
and become friends. You know, it's a sort of segregation in a weird way. Anyway, I don't want to get into the politics.
It's true. They have like different views on how to like rule a people, and they like have butt heads over time. And for some reason, like I became a pawn, and I was like, I got to get out of here.
You know, but fries want to stay in their side. We want to, you
a
know,
burger
kind
wants
of share.
To, like,
I always
burger.
Knew you were somewhere in the bottom of the ocean because of that old seafarer saying,
my
and
daughter.
One day I would find you, my daughter, I'm so glad you are not dead. Even though I'm not your birth father, I'm your adopted father, and I really do think of you as
by the way, I want to say something. As you guys have been arguing, I've been directing the boat towards land, and there's some sirens out there.
Oh,
some,
no.
You know what they say when you get to the land, hands up, right? Is that some version of that?
Yes. When you're on land, show me your hands. Oh. And when you get to the shore, hands on the floor.
And here's one thing I have to ask, just because are we talking sirens like, oh, like ladies who make
it seems like light sirens.
Like,
they're like
yeah.
fun, like custom sirens that go like,
I can't slow down the boat though!
Whoa!
Go!
Acquaintances, sound off.
Who got on? Who got off? Christine.
Peter.
Bob.
Bob. Where'd they all go?
Bob.
This spear.
No, Bob.
Why was it on deck? My bad. We were using it as a weapon.
We, like, need to have them in case, like, a big old whale gets us.
I read Moby Dick, and I was always afraid of it. It was more of a kind of afraid of ghosts. I didn't know if it was existed.
Bob,
stay with me. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it through. Bob, we've been through so much worse than this. Remember our mission in Kazakhstan? We got through that, and we're going to get through this, too.
Oh, Kazakhstan.
Bob, it's fine. Look, Bob, you're gonna... it pierced your Adam's apple, but going the good direction.
Oh, yeah, through the front. It's just deflating.
It's
normal. I'm normal.
You've been British this whole time?
Or it's like a beautiful mid-Atlantic. It was too soon for me to tell.
I couldn't tell. Yeah, I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions.
It's kind of nondescript.
Yeah, here. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, we were both nice. Right.
Yeah. Both right.
A little like this. Wow, I've never heard myself like this. Listen. It sounds beautiful.
Oh, okay, so the acquaintances are here. The fishermen are here. The water's daughter is here.
I'm here, the king.
I am also here. Oh, okay, so everyone is here. I thought maybe people had gotten away in the sort of hubbub, but it seems like they're all here.
Oh, boy.
Also, we are here to arrest most of you. We're also here.
Oh, no,
when you see the fuzz, it's probably because
Look, Fry Guy, it's us against them. We could go away for many, many years here unless we work together. Let's kill these cops. Yes.
Oh my gosh. You're okay. Right. No,
hold on, Christine.
And I got
this
him,
guy is
and
right.
I got
no,
him.
Let me go, daughter. Let me go.
Definitely go. One day we are going to. We live forever. You think jail cell bars can hold us? Lock us up now?
Jail. I love a jail. It reminds me of the burnt rings on every patty of a Burger King burger.
Jail. It reminds me of a row of fries. You can lock us away. We will be here when radiation crisps this entire.
And again,
race.
I do have to leave. I do have my GED. Yeah.
Can we go? Can we go? You guys can go. Thank you for. Well, the acquaintances will get you a new tugboat, and maybe next time, slow down a little.
We're buying a tugboat?
Well, I feel like we could buy them a tugboat.
All right, I guess. Now.
I mean, can we all go in on a tugboat?
I mean, sure. It's a little bit of my pay.
I mean, it feels like the cops are taking care of those guys, and the daughter went with them, and
I think the daughter went back to the sea.
Since we all have been acquaintances for so long. And now that it turns out the man who is giving us our missions is a sort of immortal burger criminal who's been put away, it feels like we have to kind of reevaluate who we are, because I don't know that we're the acquaintances anymore.
Maybe he was right, the Burger King, when he said
God, I love your voice.
Thank you. It's lighter and a little bit goes in and out. I'm still getting used to it. He was right. Maybe it's time for us to leave.
Yeah, maybe he didn't miss here. And maybe it's been great, but
10 years.
You know, every party has to end.
That's what they say about parties.
Every party, whether you made a new friend, and as we all know, it's best to not be trouble to the host. So maybe it's time
for us to go.
Walk away without saying goodbye. Not just go.
They call it the Irish goodbye.
Go.
Settled down on my own. I married a beautiful husband. We made ourselves a beautiful home. And we're kind of always teetering on the edge of it all. Of the next step in our relationship, Peter and my husband Paul.
happened to me wasn't as good as that. I walked across the street and got hit by a van. I think it was a big old logger. And just like my name, I was killed like Frogger.
Into a ghost. Ghost.
And as for me, what did I do after this? What seems like a fable? I opened my own shop and I sold bagels. And every day I remembered my friends, please. Every single time I spread that cream cheese, I like to
at Frog's funeral, and this is what we said. We said we both want to say a few words about Frog, just to take our advice. Those words about Frog, and those words were
very welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, hello. Is everyone seated?
Oh my gosh. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hi, this is Off of the Improvised Musical Podcast. Welcome back.
Karate Bird.
Okay. Paul had to bounce to do, guess what? Another pod. Can you believe it?
He's doing three today, but thank you so much to Paul Shear for stopping by.
We adore him.
Just check out everything he does because he's great.
Come on.
What are you doing?
There's no way you listen to this and you don't already listen to everything he does and watch everything he does. He's the funniest best.
Oh, God. I still think about Wolf Tuck.
Shout out to Wolf Tuck.
Shout out to Wolf Tuck.
So there was a lot of code name talk in there. And then the break, Zach was like, is that game code names? And I was like, the best game ever. If you've never played code names before, the basic idea is you as a clue giver, you have a grid of words in front of you. Only some of them are for your team. And you are trying to get the other team to guess your word by connecting it like thematically. So say one of your words was car and elephant. I might give Zach the clue. Trunk, too, because an elephant and a car both have a trunk.
Wow.
Now, in the game, there are way more rules. There's another team. There are words that aren't yours. There's a word that's an automatic kill that you have to avoid.
Wow.
But basically, let's take the idea of connecting words.
Okay.
In code names.
Yeah, we'll like give some words and then have to connect them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it.
Or like give a clue and I'm trying to guess
what the word is.
Yeah.
Great.
But we're making up the words, so.
And we're also making up the game.
So. Yeah. So like, oh my gosh, please be kind.
Let's do it. Yeah. This is that stand-up bass music.
And I think I should say this before we lever. Not every clue needs to be that clever. It could be like, hey, this would be pretty. I could name like three cities, and that's all you'd have to do to get along. You're just trying to figure out that common bond. So don't hate on this game. We're just trying to suss out some rapping code names.
Okay, you are astute. I'm gonna try to get you to guess the name of the fruit. And I'm gonna say things that are not fruit-based. And you'll have to find the clue inside of your face. A TV series, The Brady Bunch. A monkey named Curious George. I bet you know what this fruit is. I didn't even have to use too many clues before.
Yo, I think I can't stand ya. Are you talking about banana?
Nana.
Yeah, I love it, it's a peel. I love it and I'm being so real. Okay, let me go the opposite path. YOLO, can we figure out this type of math? I'm gonna give you three words that be on the board, and I'm gonna try to think about it in a clue I can't afford. Yo, okay, let me think real quick. Yo, alright,
yeah, this game is sick, yo.
Yo, no, yo, no shame. We're just trying to figure out that rapping code name. Actually, your way I think was mirror. I'm stuck on the actual game, no mirror. Okay, all right, so here's how we do. Here's how we do, here's how we do. Oh, yo, yo, I know you're a fan. Oh, no, I know I'm gonna get you guess an animal.
Yeah.
Okay, here, and I'm feeling so fine. It's got one less than nine. Oh, yeah, and you know what? Oh, please, you know you're gonna find it in the seven seas. And, oh, you know you can't ever get rid, because, you know, I'm Fred, it is not a squid.
Yo, you know me, and I am not a wuss. That animal is definitely an octopus. Yo, what the fuck did you all even think? Under the water, changing shapes and squirting ink. Okay, I have a different idea. And is this a good game? We will see. Yeah, so I'm gonna say a bunch of things, and you will have to see what they have in common. No, I immediately want to walk that back.
Yep.
How would that work? I have a heart attack.
That's exactly what I was doing before. Yeah, now we feel like we even the score, but okay, I think I can try this. Okay, okay. If I said, like, car, plane, train, oh, what's in my brain? What would the word be? Oh, exploration. I'm talking about the word. It's
transportation.
Okay, that's closer to the actual game, and I think it really fit okay in my brain.
Great. Yeah, I think that is astute. We can do that, and it will not be about fruit. I will say things, and you will guess the category from which they all belong. Yeah, okay. Elephant. Man with a big hat doing a stunt. Person on a flying trapeze. Do you have a guess?
Yes, please. You know, as we can, you can search us. But you're talking about the circus. The word on the board, it would be adored. You know, it's circus. Oh, I'm not forlorn. Okay, let me try. This is actually fun. I know that we should have done this when we first begun. But hey, please love us. It's me and Zach, and we're just trying to do our best. So don't have that attack. Okay, yeah. Pencils. Paper. A pudding cup.
Pencils, paper, and a pudding cup? Yeah, I think I know it, and it's cool. We're talking about small grades at school.
Yeah, I love it. I'm gonna get a more specific. And yo, I think if you could get it, it's terrific. Yo, I think you can do this with your face. Yo, think about them as they live in a place.
Like school supplies?
Sure.
I don't know. It's mystified.
I know I want to just zero down. Yeah, I think you can do this. I think you can, Zach.
I do not know what you're trying to get me to say.
This is actually hard when you play the game, because once you say the word, you can't say anything, not your name. You have to keep your face down, show no trace. You can't tell them if they're getting closer with your face. Okay. What could they connect? Yeah, school is good, but I want to reflect that I'm thinking about a specific place. And I know if you could find them, it would leave no trace of doubt in my mind that you are so smart. I know I made it a little tricky, made it a little hard. But okay, I want to give it a zip. What am I doing, yo? What is the trick? Paper, pencils, pudding cup. Where are they? Yo, yo, what's up? Not a school, zoom in, a little micro. That's all you'll get, and that's how you'll find. So you'll find the word that is in my head, and I know you will get it before you and I are dead. Because I know this, I'm under attack. I'm here for my boy, I'm here for him, Zach.
Like a lunch pack or a backpack?
It's
or
a backpack! And I swear if you'd ever play the game, that's actually a clue that would not be so insane. Sometimes you have to take words that are disparate, true, and get down and two, and two, and two, and two, and that's how you do it when you give that clue. Sometimes you gotta give more words, and that's what you choose. So you think, well, hey, what do? I think they're all in a backpack. How about you? They're all in a backpack.
That's incredibly true. Thank you for the very slow walkthrough. There was a minute there that I thought my brain was explode, but we got to the end, and now you know.
And now you know what's our name, Zach and Jess, and this was an insane game.
Woo!
But we did it anyway, and I hope you loved it.
Yeah.
Next time we'll play Settlers of Catan.
I'll just rap about sheep and wheat.
Who's got that ore?
Thank you so much for listening to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach, this one's Jess. We got Sam Janitis on the keys.
Sam, I forgot to ask you, what do you want to shout out for you? You got an album coming out, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. I'm translating because you have a microphone.
Sam and Tony Show.
Sam and Tony Show.
Check us out on Facebook.
check us out on Facebook or Instagram, Sam and Tony Show. He did all that while playing a bass riff, which would be basically impossible. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Ryan, for engineering. Thank you, Shannon, for doing that live stream right now of this rap, where if you want to watch my face melt in real time as I try to figure out what Jess is talking about for a rap version of a game I have never played, you can watch that. Hell yeah. Thank you, Paul Scherer, for being an incredible guest.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Check out the calendar album. Check out your face in a mirror and say, hey, I am seen, I'm beautiful, I'm here. You're the best, we love you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you're a paper, a pencil, or a pudding cup,
you're in a backpack, and that's what's up.
Bye. Bye.
Ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian, or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.